in the limelight. Stacey Blatt was in hospice care last September, listening to Rush Limbaugh's dire warnings about how badly former President Donald Trump's campaign needed money when he went online and chipped in everything that he could. $500. The article you're about to hear has been written by the New York Times journalist Shane Goldmacher, Rachel Shorey, and Kitty Bennett. The piece is titled How Trump Steers Supporters into Unwitting Donations. Stacey Blatt was in hospice care last September, listening to Rush Limbaugh's dire warnings about how badly former President Donald Trump's campaign needed money when he went online and chipped in everything that he could. $500. It was a big sum for a 63-year-old battling cancer and living in Kansas City on less than $1,000 per month. But that single contribution, federal records show it was his first ever contribution, quickly multiplied. Another $500 was withdrawn the next day, then $500 the next week, and every week through to mid-October, without his knowledge, until Mr. Blatt's bank account had been depleted and frozen. When his utility and rent payments bounced, he called his brother Russell for help. What the Blatts soon discovered was $3,000 in withdrawal by the Donald Trump campaign in less than 30 days. They called their bank and said they thought they were victims of fraud. It felt, Russell Blatt said, like it was a scam. But what the Blatts believed was duplicity was actually an intentional scheme to boost revenues by the Trump campaign and a for-profit company that processes online donations, WinRed. Facing a cash crunch and getting badly outspent by the Democrats, the campaign had begun last September to set up recurring donations by default for online donors for every week until the election on 4th of November. Contributors had to wade through a fine print disclaimer and manually uncheck a box to opt out. As the election neared, the Trump team made that disclaimer increasingly opaque, an investigation by the New York Times showed. It introduced a second pre-checked box, known internally as a money bomb, that doubled a person's contribution. Eventually, its solicitations featured lines of text in bold and capital letters that overwhelmed the opt-out language. The tactic ensnared scores of unsuspecting Trump loyalists, retirees, military veterans, nurses, and even experienced political operatives. Soon, banks and credit card companies were inundated with fraud complaints from former President Trump's own supporters about donations they had not intended to make, sometimes for thousands of dollars. Bandits, said Victor Amelino, a 78-year-old Californian who made a $990 online donation to Donald Trump in early September via WinRed. It recurred seven more times, adding up to almost $8,000. I'm retired. I can't afford to pay all that damn money. The sheer magnitude of the money involved is staggering for politics. In the final 2.5 months of 2020, the Trump campaign, the Republican National Committee, and their shared accounts issued more than 530,000 refunds worth a staggering $64.3 million to online donors. All campaigns make refunds for various reasons, including to people who give more than the legal limit. But the sum the Trump operation refunded dwarfed that of Joe Biden's campaign and his equivalent Democratic National Committees, which made 37,000 online refunds totaling $5.6 million in that time. The recurring donations swelled Donald Trump's treasury in September and October, just as his finances were deteriorating. He was then able to use tens of millions of dollars he raised after the election, under the guise of fighting his unfounded fraud claims, to help cover the refunds he owed. In effect, the money that Donald Trump eventually had to refund amounted to an interest-free loan from unwitting supporters at the most important juncture of the 2020 presidential race. Marketers have long used ruses like pre-checked boxes to steer American consumers into unwanted purchases, like magazine subscriptions. But consumer advocates said deploying the practice on voters in the heat of a presidential campaign at such volume and with withdrawals every week had much more serious ramifications. "It's unfair, it's unethical, and it's inappropriate," said Ira Reingold, the executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates. Harry Brignall, a user experience designer in London who coined the term dark patterns for manipulative digital marketing practices, said the Trump team's techniques were a classic of the deceptive design genre. "It should be in textbooks of what you shouldn't do," Harry Brignall said. Political strategists, digital operatives, and campaign finance experts said they could not recall ever seeing refunds at such a scale. Donald Trump, the Republican National Committee, and their shared accounts refunded far more money to online donors in the last election cycle than every federal Democratic candidate and committee in the country combined. Overall, the Trump operation refunded 10.7% of the money it raised on WinRed in 2020. The Joe Biden operation's refund rate on ActBlue, the parallel Democratic online donation processing platform, was just 2.2%, according to federal records. Several bank representatives who fielded fraud claims directly from consumers estimated that WinRed cases at their peak represented as much as 1 to 3% of their workload. An executive for one of the nation's larger credit card issuers confirmed that WinRed at its height accounted for a similar percentage of its formal disputes. That figure may seem small at first glance, but financial experts said it was a shockingly large percentage, considering that political donations represent a tiny fraction of the overall United States economy. In its investigation, the New York Times reviewed filings with the Federal Election Commission from the Trump and Biden campaigns and their shared accounts with political parties, as well as the donation processing sites ActBlue and WinRed, compiling a database of refunds issued by day. The New York Times also interviewed 24 Trump donors who made recurring donations, as well as campaign officials, campaign finance experts, and consumer advocates. Nearly a dozen bank and credit card officials from the nation's leading financial institutions spoke for this article under condition of anonymity to discuss internal matters. A clear pattern emerged. Donors typically said they intended to give once or twice and only later discovered on their bank statements and credit card bills that they were donating over and over again. Some, like Mr. Blatt, who died of cancer last February, sought an injunction from their banks and credit card institutions. Others pursued refunds directly from WinRed, which typically granted them to avoid more costly formal disputes. WinRed said that every donor received at least one follow-up email about pending repeat donations in advance, and that the company makes it exceptionally easy with 24-hour customer service for people to request their money back. Winred wants donors to be happy and puts a premium on customer support, said Gerrit Lansing, Winred's president. Donors are the lifeblood of Republican campaigns. He noted that Democrats and Act Blue had also used recurring programs. Jason Miller, a spokesman for Donald Trump, downplayed the rash of fraud complaints and the $122.7 million in total refunds issued by the Trump operation. Jason Miller said internal records showed that 0.87% of its Winred transactions had been subject to formal credit card disputes. The fact we had a dispute rate of less than 1% of total donations, despite raising more grassroots money than any campaign in history, is remarkable, Miller said. That still amounts to about 200,000 disputed transactions. That, Jason Miller said, added up to $19.7 million. Our campaign was built by the hardworking men and women of America, Jason Miller said, and cherishing their investments was paramount to anything else we did. Asked if Donald Trump had been aware of his operation's use of recurring payments, the campaign did not respond. Donald Trump's hyper-aggressive fundraising practices did not stop once he lost the election in November. His campaign continued the weekly withdrawals through pre-checked boxes all the way through to 14th of December, as he raised tens of millions of dollars for his new political action committee, Save America. In March, Donald Trump urged his followers to send their money to him and not to the traditional party apparatus, making plain that he intends to remain the gravitational center of Republican fundraising online. By June, the campaign and the Republican National Committee were experimenting with a second pre-check box to default donors into making an additional contribution called the Money Bomb. An early test arrived in the run-up to Donald Trump's birthday on 14th of June. The results were tantalizing. That date, a seemingly random Sunday in June, became the biggest day for online donations in the campaign's history. Ronna McDaniel, the Republican National Committee's chairwoman, crowed to Fox News about the achievement without mentioning how exactly the party had pulled it off. Republicans are thinking smarter digitally, she said, and were poised to outwork, outdo, and outmaneuver the Democrats at every turn. The two pre-checked yellow boxes would be a fixture for the rest of the campaign, and so would a much larger volume of refunds. Until then, the Biden and Trump operations had nearly identical refund rates on Winred and Act Blue in 2020. 2.18% for Donald Trump and 2.17% for Joe Biden. But from the day that Donald Trump's birthday, 14th of June, through rest of the year, Joe Biden's refund rate remained nearly flat at 2.24%, whilst Donald Trump's refund rate soared to a massive 12.29%.